This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
A tradition like no other. Stugatz being useless today. Masters coverage has begun. We have completely lost his ability to focus.
It's suspended, so you have me for about 22 minutes.
Well, let's just get to the weekend observations then that are 3 days late from the weekend. Let's do that right now. This is the best Stugatz you're going to get today, I'm telling you. He's totally distracted during the show today. He can't even pretend to be professional. He is worse than he is even by his impossibly bad standards.
Thank you.
Let's see how this goes.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Dan, you will hear no cheers from the galleries. The colors may appear to be a little bit different than you're accustomed to, but Amen Corner is still Amen Corner. And Jim Nantz, he's still Jim Nantz. And that jacket, it's still green. Dan, make no mistake about it. The Masters is back.
What mistake would I be making about it?
In case you thought it wasn't back.
Okay. But, I mean, I just said that the coverage of the Masters starts today and you're going to be just... Oh, never mind.
It's delayed, too. It's technically not back yet. Anyway. McDonald fries at the bottom of the bag. I dare you to name something better.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. McDonald's fries at the bottom of the bag. I dare you to name something better, yes or no.
Go ahead. I'll wait forever. Well, you're not going to name one. Joe Namath said he wouldn't blame Trevor Lawrence for not wanting to play for the Jets. I've been a fan of this lousy organization for 40 years with absolutely nothing to show for it. The least I could ask for is that the franchise's most famous player who played the position and is a Hall of Famer will help recruit Trevor Lawrence and not tell him to go away. And by the way, Namath, very overrated. Broadway Joe, more like Broadway Joe.
Oh.
I got him, Dan.
Oh, you got him. You cut the old Jet.
Hey, what is he doing?
He's Broadway Joe.
Can he recruit, though? I mean,
let's
seriously.
Let's go, Hall of Famer, with more interceptions than touchdowns in your career.
Broadway Joe.
Come on, guy who tried to kiss Susie Colbert on national television. Come on.
Broadway Joe. This guy. Headline. Lamar Jackson ties Dan Marino for best start by a quarterback in NFL history through 30 games with a 25-5 record. My headline, Bill Polian, nailed it. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes breaks Dan Marino's record for fastest quarterback to throw 100 touchdowns, breaking Dan Marino by 4 games. Good call by me. By the way, rough weekend for Marino. Dan the man. At one point, someone was announcing one of these records broken. It said, Dan, if you're still out there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. $50 fine almost. What do you mean, Dan, are you still out there?
Terrible weekend for Marino. Pete Carroll got a nice extension at the age of 69. I only told you that because it's a funny sentence. And so Mike could say this.
Nice.
Notre Dame, act like you've been there before. Pittsburgh Steelers, congratulations on doing what you had to do. Of course, Mike Tomlin knew it was going to happen all along. How bad is it for the Bears? Their leading rusher in the first half of Sunday's game was Barkevious Mingo.
I saw that. That was a fake punt. I'm like, I thought that guy was going to be so good as a pass rushing menace. And I'm like, watching him on special teams. I'm like, why are they giving him the ball?
By the way, when did Barkevious Mingo become a Bear? Kirby Smart hops. Jameis Winston, revenge game. You know what the H in Harbaugh stands for? Horrible. You know what the U stands for? Unemployment line.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, it won't be there long. The Jets will scoop him up.
I was going to say, didn't you want him on the Jets like 2 weeks ago?
Desperately. Has anyone blamed the Bucks' loss on Antonio Brown yet? Did anyone do that?
Not yet, I don't think.
Locker room cancer, any
of
that?
They're getting ready to. I think some people. I think some people have pointed out that they lose 38-3 as soon as he arrived.
Crack this code. How does Nick Saban test positive for COVID on a Wednesday and coaches a game on a Saturday, yet Trevor Lawrence tests positive and misses two games?
Wasn't it a false positive on Saban?
Was it?
There, I cracked the code.
Consider
the code cracked.
Hey, you're good. Hey, look at you.
Look at that. I'm like a safe cracker with just all I need is information to crack Stugatz's codes.
I don't know if it's a false positive. I'm not sure.
Okay, very good.
Brian Kelly beat him with Trevor Lawrence. The Jets should retire Nick Folk's number. Not sure what I'm doing here, but I feel like if Raheem Morris's name was Randy Morris, the Falcons would have signed him to a contract extension already.
Ralph Morris.
Preparing to play Kyler Murray has to be the most nerve-wracking thing in sports. A brace from Super Ollie Watkins. A deflating loss for the Gunners. And Dan, just like that, Ross Barkley is back. Ross the boss. Bit of shrewd business from the villains. Wouldn't you say, chaps? Deliver that terribly.
Yeah, it didn't sound
Mike
like
Mike went over it, too.
It didn't sound like you were reading it at all. I heard you practicing when I came in here.
Soccer things. I just throw it to Mike for soccer.
I heard you practicing it when I came in here, and it sounded like chaps was a question mark.
Wouldn't
like,
you say, chaps?
Yes, much better.
Thank you. Bruce Arians, don't think for a second that he won't fire you. Zip it up. Mike Tomlin was not surprised by his $100,000 fine because, like everything, he saw it coming. Dan, you know what the K in Kyler stands for?
Clutch.
It stands for Cardinals. The Jets, the only team you laugh at when they take a smart timeout at the end of the half to get their offense back on the field to try and score more points. I hate them. Ben Simmons and Allen Iverson. We're out promoting the Sixers' new uniforms. Ben, some advice. I wouldn't get too comfy. Brett Favre. What happened?
I guess you're breaking news here. Daryl Morey's going to get rid of Ben Simmons.
Just some advice, not breaking news. Brett Favre has clearly decided that he's going to spend the rest of his life running to the nearest microphone to say crazy bleep about quarterbacks. The gunslinger. He gives hot takes exactly the way he played quarterback.
It is true.
From the hip.
That's so true. It is so true. He's a gunslinger with his takes.
Virginia Tech, the Atlanta Falcons are strong in you. 22 of 38, 209 yards.
What happened with Virginia Tech? Losing to Liberty? Did they lose?
A crazy loss, though. I mean, they're inventing ways to lose, Virginia Tech.
Okay. They blocked a kick, ran it back for a touchdown. However, there was a timeout called in an effort to freeze the kicker. So,
terrible. Falcons.
That was that wordplay? Freeze the kicker? No?
I don't know.
No, he freezes there.
Yeah. Oh, 22.
Wow, you're a sports expert today. You're really all over the college football beat.
I can't tell you how well I covered Liberty football. They've been my favorite team since he coached from a hospital bed and was shut out.
The Bells.
I don't think that's what they are.
They're not, really? Well, they're undefeated.
The Liberty Bells is what you thought they were?
Why not? You thought
they were the Liberty Bells?
It should be, right? The Liberty Bells.
I guess it probably should be. You're right.
22 of 38, 209 yards, no touchdowns, three interceptions, a 38-3 loss at home. I know it's tempting, but Dan, don't do it. Don't even think about it. I care about you. Quick update on Drew Brees. I need the music again.
Mike is reaching from one end to the other. He's sort of got his chin on the console.
We've got like seven left.
He's got two computers working.
By seven, I'm at seven pages.
All right. You want to just keep it moving?
I got to let it play for a second because if not, then you hear the pop.
Yeah, I'll keep it moving. All right.
No one in the video.
Give it a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. We'll wait this out for a second. This is, we needed music here. Soon we're going to lose the music in general. Can we even play this?
No, like, this is fine.
Okay.
Please stop asking questions out loud.
Okay. Quick update on Drew Brees. Since everyone wrote him off after a week two loss at the Raiders, he's thrown for 14 touchdowns, two interceptions, a completion percentage of 77.3, a quarterback rating of 115.8, and the Saints have gone 5-1. Everyone, good call. Shaq Lawson is a Dolphin? Who knew? Jerry Jones said it would be crazy for the Cowboys to use a high draft pick on a quarterback. No, Jerry. Crazy would be your face regaining the ability to move.
Oh, my God.
You drafting a quarterback. Not crazy. Don't look now. But Super Frankie Lampard and the Blues are starting to hit their stride, led by a run of good form from Hakeem Ziyech, the Moroccan musician, the Wizard of West London.
Stop again. You're practicing this too when we came in. Start again.
Yeah, there's only one Z. Come on. Hakeem Ziyech. I spelled it out for you.
There's only one Z, and it's not in the word magician, which is where he put it.
Is it Ziyech? Sometimes I carry it over to a future word.
I spelled it out so you wouldn't do this.
He was practicing this, and it became the Moroccan musician.
All right, hold on. Let's slow it down.
I don't know if it's a magician, a musician, or a musician.
Let's
from the top. Okay.
The top, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
The Masters. Let's go all the way back to the
Dan!
Hold on. He's scrolling up. I need to filibuster for him. He's lost his
way. You will hear no cheers from the galleries. The colors may appear to be a little different than you're accustomed to. But Amen Corner, still Amen Corner. Jim Nantz is still Jim Nantz. The jacket is still green. Dan, make no mistake about it. The Masters is back,
Mike,
still in the rain delay.
Mike, let's go. Let's go ahead and go to break, and we will have Stugatz just go pick it up from there again in the next segment.
A tradition unlike any other. No, any other?
No, you can't do it. We don't have time for all of that.
Wait, I like that tagline. A tradition unlike any other. Any other?
Let's come back with the finish to this. And again, I'm promising you, Stugatz is going to be terrible today because the Masters. It's a tradition like no other. Again. All right, well put.
Did you ever read?
You've got to read here, Stugatz. You've got to finish up the read. You got to read.
Yeah, it's Masters Week. Rocket musician.
Don Levitard.
Texter writes in, "Oh, wow, Dan, you don't argue and you don't yell. You're so perfect, except you have the face of a 600-pound man."
Stugatz.
I couldn't talk.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Dan, don't look now, but Super Frankie Lampard and the Blues are starting to hit their stride, led by a run of good form from Hakeem Ziyech, the Moroccan magician, the Wizard of West London, Hakeem the Dream. Congratulations to the Red Sox on the greatest news dump in the history of sports.
So good.
Bringing back Alex Cora on a Friday when there was absolutely nothing going on. I'm convinced any wide receiver would look good in a Falcons uniform. Who the hell is Clamide Zacharias? Don't know, but he looks damn good in a Falcons uniform. Oh, hell. Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
All right. So not the most rhythmic of adventures. At least, though, it was timely coming right off of the weekend on a Thursday. What are the reads you have to do here?
Hey, look at that. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Masters time.
Stugatz is gone for the day. He's just going to be watching golf. None of that was a bit. That's how it goes every year. Masters coverage. He gets distracted. Tiger Woods right now. There's a golf look-in on my screen. Tee time, 10:55.
So exciting.
Yes. And what about is DeChambeau going to break the course? Is he going to is the arrogant golfer everyone hates going to bust everything up?
This course, the reason Tiger was able to win it, not only his accuracy, but he was so long at a time where everyone wasn't hitting nearly as far as Tiger was. And now Bryson is doing exactly the same thing. So there is a fear amongst golfers and the tournament and the course, by the way, because they take their course very seriously at Augusta, that this guy might break Augusta.
I've been waiting for this tournament for it feels like years. I locked in a 28-1 Bryson DeChambeau. And
did
now
you
he,
really?
And now he's the betting favorite.
Wait a minute. When did you do that? What's
Dude,
the matter
I'm
with
I'm
you?
I'm talking like this was like pre-pandemic when I locked this thing in.
Mike and I are DeChambeaus, so we've been on this guy for a while. And so Mike and I put those in a long time. I remember having that discussion with you. So we did it a long time ago.
But why was he 28-1? Like, everyone knows he does it differently. Everyone knows he's breaking courses.
Everyone's hot to this Bryson DeChambeau now.
Right.
It wasn't so easy about a year ago.
And he wasn't playing this well. He won a bunch of tournaments. He beefed up. I believe he won a major. So
the course is really wet today, though, so his drives aren't going to go as far. He needs it to dry up a little bit if he really wants to have his advantage.
That is excellent golf analysis there. Although I saw a dude, you say wet course, I saw a dude, it's the single greatest golf shot I've ever seen in my life, skimmed a shot across a lake and made it into the hole. I've never seen, like, you give me a better golf shot than that. Never mind stakes or anything else. I'm just talking about one time you were watching golf. You're going to say Mike Ryan's golf shot.
Well, yesterday was John Rahm. They're purposely trying to skip it across the lake, but you were not there. Clearly, you were not on the 11th hole, Parkland Golf and Country Club, when Mike Ryan, from 130 yards out, took a driver. We all laughed at him. We all mocked him, and he stuck it 5 feet from the pin. It's the greatest shot I've ever seen.
I will say, I'm going to tell the audience. I'm going to tell the audience again that a golfer purposely skimmed a golf ball across a very long or wide lake, and the ball ended up going on the green and then going in the hole.
Yes,
I don't think there can be a better, like, how would there be a better golf shot than that ever?
Again, you were not at Parkland Golf and Country Club, the 11th hole, Mike Ryan driver from 138, 5 feet. I mean, it was amazing. Seriously, it's impossible. I'll never do it again.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
I mean, it lipped out.
Did you guys see this shot I'm talking about? Like, I thought it had been...
Yeah, mine was better.
I thought it was, like, special effects or something. I'm like, that can't be real.
That's what they try to do. And that's called Wednesday at Augusta. That's what they do. They play that little par three. They skip balls over the lake. They try to get hole-in-ones. It's very exciting.
It skimmed, like, 10 times across the water.
No one watches that little piddly Masters competition. You want to impress me? Do it at the 11th hole of Parkland Golf and Country Club.
I mean, me and Chris Cody, the whispers, the mocking that was going on. Like, I go, Chris, does he realize that we're 130 out?
That he's going to hit the ball 200 yards past the...
Yes. He's got a driver. Chris started laughing.
Don Lebatard.
We will get to what you would do if your wife was attacked by a bison in a moment.
Stugatz.
Holy bleep, we're off to a terrible start.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Marty Smith going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. He's live from Augusta. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30.
Mike, what was the tweet that you just got about how it is that Mike Greenberg sounds when enunciating things as a very professional broadcaster?
Yeah, this comes courtesy of Sweep the Leg 337. Funny Heat Twitter follow. He just tweets randomly, why does Mike Greenberg talk like he's doing the play-by-play of A League of Their Own?
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Does Mike Greenberg talk like he's doing the play-by-play for the movie A League of Their Own? We'll get to Marty Smith in a second, but first, our forgiveness, please, Christine Lisi. We did not mean to interrupt you.
And finally, in 2008, a beach was stolen in Jamaica. No arrests were made, and the 500 truckloads of sand remain missing until this day.
A mystery that has gone unsolved.
That's quite the caper.
12 years.
A beach was stolen. Okay. Thank you, Christine. There are some unanswered questions throughout the universe, and Marty Smith, who is a very good journalist, you can check out Marty Smith's America, the podcast, wherever it is you do those things. He has been investigating since last year as the Masters arrive again.
Yes.
Why there are no squirrels at Augusta. I didn't know whether, what was the guy who ran Augusta? That guy Hootie, wasn't his name Hootie something?
Hootie Johnson.
Yeah, that whether he was out there with like a pellet gun shooting squirrels, making sure that the Master, I wanted to know if the Masters were killing squirrels. It doesn't make any sense to me that there would be no squirrels at Augusta. So where are we with that now, Marty? Where, and thank you for being on with us. Yes, you're on with us.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
Oh, man, I love you guys. Yeah. Okay, so Danny, it's a farce. I think what happens is the squirrels are conditioned with the rite of spring. They sense the rebirth of spring, and they skedaddle. Because I can tell you, sitting here on the grounds at Augusta National right now, I have seen multiple squirrels in the last 4 days.
Mm.
So they are here. They
what?
Are here.
What?
Yes, it is the
Wait
truth.
A minute. Marty, are you reporting? Are you reporting that exclusively? You're putting your name on that? It's not anonymous sources. It's not anything else. You're prepared to report with your journalistic credibility. No sources. You've seen it with your own eyes. There are this year squirrels at Augusta.
Scurried is the word for what, those little rodents.
You went skedaddle
scurried
before.
Scurried in front of the golf cart on which I was riding. I saw it myself.
Shocking. Was it like Amazing. Seeing Bigfoot?
It was. We pointed. You honest, you guys would have laughed your tails off. We're rolling along. I'm going from like the one live shot to the next or whatnot. And my producer arm bars me, like elbows me in the rib and goes, "Oh, my God." And right there it went. It's right in front of us. It was like seeing Sasquatch or something. It was amazing. But I can tell you, I did see it. It was not on the course. This was running across the cart path. But nonetheless, it was here.
Okay. Thank All you, right. Marty. That is shocking news to be learning here at the start of Augusta. We appreciate you breaking that news here.
Yep.
And we would have preferred you
my career.
Broken it on a better phone line. But regardless, we are happy that you broke it here nonetheless. Are you not allowed near anybody? How's this? I love Marty.
There's no one there.
Marty Smith is traveling all over the globe, but because it's a pandemic, Marty Smith isn't getting actually close to anybody. So in terms of the weirdness of all this, Marty, you're spending money for ESPN traveling all over the place, but I don't feel like you can do the reporting job the way you've done it before.
Fair. And you can't. It is very different. All of the meetings with coaches or interviews we're doing for Marty Smith America, everything's done.
Marty, during a pandemic, is it possible that some of the money that you're spending on travel can be used on a phone line that would allow you to communicate with us and be a media member that we understand instead of driving away audience because you sound like you're calling
understand.
Us from a submarine?
I know, Marty. Let me say that nicer. Maybe you're very active in moving around. If you could just like stay stationary and have the phone very close
to you. It is Augusta. He is very deep in the woods there. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's not a great connection. Augusta may do that purposely because they don't like people calling from Augusta.
Yeah, look at us softening this for Dan.
Please continue,
Marty.
Do
you want to call him? Maybe Travis should call you guys because maybe he has a better phone than I do. I don't know. My phone's always the best.
Yeah, have Travis call me. Or we could just be done with it.
All right. Well, we broke the news. We'll talk to you off air or not if your phone's not any better because it's just going to be annoying to us off air as well. Thank you, Marty, for being on with us. We do love you.
Love
we
you.
Always love you. Yes.
Yeah, Dana's weird way of saying it.
I would think that Augusta.
Good Masters update.
I would think that Augusta would have landlines. I would think, where are you more likely? Where are you more likely to find, old technology than at the Masters?
That's a pretty good guess right there. It's a pretty good spot. I can't really think of too many places off the top of my head. They must have a payphone. They have to.
They must. Try explaining a payphone to kids. Honest to God, try to do it. You got no chance to explain the idea of a payphone to your kid who's got a phone, and all he's known all his life is a phone that's also a computer.
I mean, listen, back there was a time where Dan and I were growing up where if you walked across on any street, really, in
I wasn't America, really being literal, asking you to try to explain a payphone.
I was going to try my best to do it. I think the kids might be interested. I mean,
we're running out of time, but Marty's there on a much better phone.
All right, payphone, so, Marty. You were saying, are there landlines and payphones all over Augusta?
No, this place is like the. It's a technological marvel. This media room in which I am sitting is a cathedral. It's the nicest media room you've ever seen. And not only does it offer every single type of sandwich that the Masters provide, there's also cold beer. Like, you can walk up and go, hey, could I get a cold beer? And they hand you a cold beer.
That's heaven. Marty, yes, Marty, you've walked into heaven.
Yes.
You would think heaven would have better phone lines, but it seems like you have found the place in heaven where this is a pristine phone line. Like, this phone line right here is excellence. Marty, stay there. We're going to come back with you.
It's Travis's phone. Okay. Travis does a great job producing Marty Smith's America. So if you're a fan of that podcast or want to seek it out, I imagine he's going to get great interviews on that podcast.
Now, you want Marty to stay right where he is because you want to bring him back for another segment?
I want to ask him about the sandwiches. Okay. I want to find out all about the sandwiches. Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Chris. Okay.
Dan Le Batard.
All Access Sports.
Stugatz.
The fantasy season, Dan, like the real season, is a marathon, not a sprint.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Marty Smith at Augusta Masters Week sandwiches. America.
So America. So much America.
Oh, man. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Le Batard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Alex Hernandez at Sal Le John Drew. Really? Sal Le John Drew makes the astute observation. Many years from now at Dan's funeral, Stugatz will deliver a eulogy that is just him yelling the Mike Ryan golf story again.
People are bothered by the number of times that you have told that story and that the number of feet that the ball landed from the hole somehow changes each time you tell the story.
I mean, 11th hole, Parkland Golf and Country Club, par 3, 136 yards out, took out the driver, 2 feet from the hole. Incredible.
Marty Smith's America has a different guest every day here.
Oh, multiple guests, Dan. It's incredible. I was talking with Marty on the phone. The names, a who's who of golf
lore. Marty, tell us. Tell us. Who's the who's? Give us the who's.
All right. So let me think about who all we've had so far. We've had Jack Nicklaus will be today, right, Travis? Okay, Jack Nicklaus. We had Nick Faldo yesterday, and we have had Gary Player, who won 3 Masters tournaments. We had Jim Nance, which was a very cool conversation. We interviewed Phil Mickelson, who has won 3 Masters. It's like namedrop.com. Hey, I want to follow up on something that I heard before I went to, started reporting from Mars. And I heard you guys, it might have been a rejoin. I don't know if it was real, but you're talking about a bison. Have y'all ever stood beside a bison?
I mean, they're strong and giant, right?
Wow, man. It's an intimidating experience to stand right beside a bison. And I stood beside one in Fargo, North Dakota before dawn one morning. And there were a bunch of super hammered people at North Dakota State in the parking lots adjacent to me. And the bison I was standing beside was in a cage. And he started snorting, and some of his snot hit me. I mean, it was a really intimidating experience.
I stood next to Bison Dele once. He's tall.
He is very tall. I thought you were going to go golf joke.
Well, Marty will be standing next to Bison DeChambeau.
That's what I thought you were going to do there.
Well, we're going to Bison Deli first. I mean, a little Bison Deli.
Yes. Marty, tell us about the sandwich situation there. I want
deli.
I want a fun the deli sandwich situation there. Give it to us.
It's pretty spectacular. You can go with the Master's Chicken Sandwich, which is a delectable option. You can go with the Master's Barbecue Sandwich, possibly the Master's Club, which is really, really good, but the mayo-mustard combination that's on there is just a little bit thick. But I've had a couple of those, and I just, for breakfast a little while ago, had the egg salad. The real conversation is the rivalry between the pimento cheese versus the egg salad.
The rivalry.
And it's really a personal, it is a rivalry. I mean, it's akin to Jack versus Tiger. I mean, you might favor one or the other, but there is no wrong answer. Yeah. I've had some people of great esteem tell me this week that they like to take two egg salad sandwiches and peel them apart and then smash the two egg salads together so that you have like a double quarter egg salad sandwich. Wow. Me personally, I'm a pimento cheese guy. Grew up in the South. It feels like home. It's like taking a bite out of the South. It's a delicacy that you cannot find anywhere else quite like you can at Augusta National.
They're talking sandwiches, going at it as hard as they can.
What's it going to be like to have College Game Day out there at Augusta? What's going to be weird about that?
I have no idea what it's going to be like, man. It's going to be very different. You know, it's unprecedented. And I can tell you, everybody here is just overjoyed. I mean, they are so almost giddy that College Game Day chose to come to Augusta National and that they worked that out with the folks here. And I don't know what it's going to be like. I can't really tell that yet. I know that the stage is built over on the par 3 course, of course, because of COVID. There was no par 3 contest yesterday. But that show is so revered from the college football fan base. And I always say, fellas, that Amen Corner is the epicenter of college football because every year when I come here, every spring, I'm serious, every spring when I come here, I'll walk down to Amen Corner, I'll lean on one of those Georgia pines, and invariably, fan bases from all over the place, they want to talk about their college football team. Hey, Marty, how about Clemson? Hey, Marty, what do you think about Bama? Hey, Marty, go Dogs. Hey, Marty, this. Hey, go Bucks, whatever they say. And I spend an hour talking college football with fans at Amen Corner. So there really is going to be some college football talk here this time. But I don't know what to expect, man. I know it's going to be beautiful. I mean, this place is it's so green. It's beyond description, and it's really cool to be able to walk the course, which, by the way, Stu, Travis made a good point.
Yeah.
We missed Tiger Woods' tee off so that I could chat with you. So wow.
Big mistake.
That.
Yeah, big mistake. Sorry about that.
We're done here, Marty. We've got less than 30 seconds left, but Stugatz had something for you that he wanted to ask.
No, I was going to ask Marty about the colors and what we should expect seeing on TV, but I think Marty just kind of explained
that. All right. So thank you, Marty, for being on with us. The colors is what you wanted to ask?
You're very welcome.
Well, we appreciate it.
No, the colors, Marty, he doesn't realize how important the colors are to Augusta. He just doesn't get it. He'll never understand Augusta. Okay. He'll never understand the Masters, Marty. Don't even try.
All right.
Okay, sandwiches.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate your time. You were going to ask him a question. So he stole your thunder by telling you what the colors were going to look like, and therefore you were out of interview questions.
I was being a good teammate. I was going to ask him
that
about
that was you being a good teammate. Yes. That's an interesting way of framing that.
I was going to ask him about
again,
Bison.
He's terrible every year on Masters Day.